Hello, sports fans. This is whatever the hell this podcast is called on April 19th, 2024. Got the NBA play-in games tonight. Pretty interesting. Also, a lot of baseball, as always. And, no more hockey until playoffs. And, take a quick look at the PGA. Hoagie Power Cantley, who I did like and I would have had in my article had I written one. Top five there. Kim Moore. McIlroy's up there. Aberg. Morikawa. I'm going to say Morikawa or Cantley win that. Okay, let's go to... screw it. Let's just start with the NBA. First off, the Miami Heat. ESPN has the Heat 62.1% to 37.9% analytics to win the game. This is a tough one. The season series is 2-2. And there was no real... Bulls won by 5 in Chicago. Heat won by 18 in Chicago. Bulls won by 8 in Miami. Heat won by 2 in Miami. So they also had older games in November and December, so that's pretty weird. They haven't seen each other in 5 months. These are like totally different teams. Alex Caruso for the Chicago Bulls is a game-time decision. He is one of their best defenders. Much bigger news, Jimmy Butler's out, if you missed that, for the Heat. So that's huge. Terry Rozier is out for the Heat. I don't know how this team's going to score enough. So I'm going with the Bulls, who look surprisingly good in their loss against, they beat Miami last game. The Heat lost to the Sixers in a really close game, and I don't know, I feel like that's going to just knock the life out of them. It's like they had Butler, they were healthier for that game, they took it to the Sixers, they had the beat, they were up by like 12 at halftime. Sixers came back, got the win. I don't know. I think that's going to hurt them. I think they're going to be like, fuck it, we're done now. We have no Butler, whatever. So I'm taking the Bulls to win. Maybe even flip the line a little. Right now it's Miami minus 1.5. So the Bulls are plus 110. See, I think that's stupid. I don't know why. I don't touch lines like that. Like, I just changed them to, like, I would make this Bulls minus 3.5 or something like that. Maybe minus 4.5. I'm looking at the under just because of the injuries, but it's 206, and I don't like unders that low unless the Knicks are involved. So, yeah, Chicago Bulls, don't touch the over or under unless you want to. I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life. Offer some, what the hell is that? What the hell is this? It's a Pelicans commercial. Oh, it's actually interesting. Wait, hang on, what's this thing saying? The Pelicans opened as a small favorite early Wednesday, but the line shifted toward the Kings after the news broke that Zion will miss the game with an injury. Okay, what I see is 65% for ESPN to 35% for the Kings in this game. So the Pelicans, they like as big favorites, even without Zion Williamson. Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter are out. Nobody too huge, but... it's tough, man. I was a huge Kings fan. I loved them in the first round. I loved the Pelicans in the first round. But now with Zion out, I was leaning towards the Kings, but... all right, sticking with the Pelicans. Zion's out, but I can't... listen, ESPN knows everything in the goddamn world. ESPN Analytics 65-35 for this game. I mean, they must know something for... whatever, it's ESPN. I'm not fucking with ESPN. It's even right now, the money line. Again, I probably change that one. Make it like 4.5 for the Pelicans, something like that. Over and under is 210. I like the over here. Just want to check their previous regular season games. Okay, check this out. This is without even looking. The over and under is 210. The last three times they played... 127-117 Kings, that's way over. 133-100, Pelicans 127-117. Pelicans 133-100. Pelicans 135-123. That's 158 points. 258, 233, 244. And the game before that was 229. So that was every Kings Pelicans game. Also, the Pelicans kind of missed that there. So I was just reading it, but Pelicans have won every game. Could that be right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pelicans have won all 5 games this season in this matchup. Wow. Including 1 ass-kicking, 1 by 10. Sorry, 2 ass-kickings. That was by 33. Jesus. Okay, I like the Pelicans a lot now. Sucks about Zion, but whatever. I also like the over. I think I like the over more than I like the Pelicans. And after those numbers I just read off. And let's shoot over to baseball. Oh, quick reminder that there is a bunch of pools that I'm part of. You can, if you're interested in, you know, any NASCAR pools or going to have an upcoming 13-run pool. There's a PGA pool. And, yeah, listen, if you're interested in any of those, just get in touch with Sam in the description for these. Or you can leave a comment for me and I'll get in touch with him and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I bet on the Cubs twice yesterday, and this game never happened, so I'm just doing it again. Cubs with the line, AJ Puck, or Puke. He's really bad. 2.44 whip. 14 walks in 10.2 innings. That is god-awful. And he's on a team that's 4-15, so I see no reason to bet hard against them. No, not to bet hard against them. Cincinnati. Angels, Cincinnati. Okay. Nick Lodolo had a really, I think he had a good run last year at some point. I don't remember exactly. Tim Anderson has a .98 ERA after 18 games. This dude's pitching way over his head. I think I'm like 99% sure he's not close to his career. Yeah, no, he's 34 years old. He's exactly who I'm thinking of. And he has a career 4.3 ERA, 1.2 whip. Damn, he had a really good year in 2022. Then he had a really bad year in 2023. Interesting. Seems like he had one really good year ever. He's also starting off good right now, Anderson, so I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Don't like it a lot, but yeah, don't really have much there other than that. Okay, Boston, Pittsburgh. Ooh, that should be a fun series. I'm a Boston fan. Got Brian Bello on the hill today. Boston's starting pitching has been shockingly good. He's got a 3.92 ERA, 1.21 whip. Not great. He's probably the worst of their top 4 starters in terms of numbers, but maybe their best overall. I mean, they have a bunch of guys that really didn't do it last year, but they're doing it this year. And Bello did do it last year, so he's facing Quinn Priester. I don't know. 2023 season stats. Now this. Yeah, sorry. Last year, 3-3, 7.74 ERA, 1.70 WHIP. So, like the Red Sox. Maybe throw in a run or two, run and a half thing, whatever. Okay, here's one that I wrote down early because there's a dude named Garrett Crochet on the White Sox, who are 3-15, but he's 1-2 with a .84 whip. And then he's going against Spencer Turnbull, who has a .93 whip, and I don't think either one of them is this good, but sorry, I was going to say check out the over and under, but it's 7.5. I don't like when they're that low, unless it's like a guaranteed, and nothing is really guaranteed. So, Spencer Turnbull, Garrett Crochet, that's really what I'm looking at here. Spencer Turnbull, 31. I think he's a journeyman. Yeah, last year 7.26. Yeah, he's been around for What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and he's 6 or 7 years, and he is 31, so not an ageist. I'm 40-something, I'm just saying. Garrett Crochet. First of all, everyone named Garrett sucks, in my opinion, from my history, but he's had a good start to the year. 22 innings, 9 runs, 31 strikeouts. Three home games, one away game. Philly's offense is much better. Okay, I'm going to say skip this goddamn game. How about that? Or go with Philly, or maybe go crazy and go with the under. I don't really like it, though. I'm just looking through every game. And I'm going to stop on ones that I like and on ones that I really like. Justin Verlander making his career season start today against Mackenzie Gore, who has been really good. 2-0, 1.19 whip on Washington. I don't like this game. This is the line is too big. You would have to vote. If you're going to take the game, bet on Washington. Or else you're going to have to take Houston by like 2, and I don't know. It's Verlander's first game. I could see him getting spanked. And then, you know, being better as the year goes on. But who knows with the first game. So fuck it, I'm taking Washington here. Tampa Bay, New York. Clark Schmidt versus Tyler Alexander. And already I like the Yankees a lot at home against a pitcher who's not good. Tampa Bay, not much of an offense from what I've seen. Yeah, Yankees probably. I'd take the Yankees minus 1.5 there. No, probably. Oakland, Cleveland. Boyle versus McKenzie. I don't know what the hell happened to Tristan McKenzie. He's given up 9 runs in 13 innings this year. Maybe I'm crazy. Hang on. No, okay, so he was injured last year. 5.06 in 4 games. But before that, 2022, 2.96, 0.95 whip. I mean, this dude was good. He should be good. I don't know. I guess the injuries are obviously a thing. Kind of big favorites, but I don't know this Boyle guy. The Guardians have won the regular season series 3-1. They've scored 8, 6, 12, and then 3. And the Athletics have scored 0, 4, 3, and 4. So just going by quick history. Athletics and the runs. If you want to get crazy, I'm sorry, going by history, Guardians and the runs, but if you want to get crazy, take Oakland. I don't like that game. Braves, Texas. Ooh, here's a game I hate, but I like Texas at taking a crazy shot. We're not crazy, they're 11-9, the Braves are 12-5. But they got Chris Sale going. Goddamn disaster. I'm a Red Sox fan, I had him last year, maybe 2 years, whenever the hell you had him. Good riddance, headache, and he's going against Andrew Haney, who started the year terribly, 0-2, 6.75, but last year, Haney, 4.15, 1.38, not great. The year before that, 3.10 ERA, 1.09 whip. His career is 4.52 and 1.27, so he's not a terrible pitcher, or he's not as bad as his stats currently are. So I like taking a shot here with Texas, who are huge underdogs at plus 170. And shit, a lot of games today. Okay, I'm going to have to skip a few of these. Like Detroit and Minnesota. Don't like those teams. Peralta versus Gibson, Milwaukee Cardinals. Peralta has been very good. Never been a fan of Gibson. I like Milwaukee. Close game. Minus 115, minus 105, basically a pick 'em. Pick Milwaukee. Rockies, Mariners. Gross, but this game is 50-50. ESPN Analytics. Plus 120, the Rockies, but I don't think the Rockies are big enough underdogs to take that shot. Detroit, Minnesota, I just went back. season series, 2-2. These guys have been scoring a lot of runs against each other. Should be similar today, except Minnesota has Joe Ryan, who's not terrible. And Detroit has Flaherty, who's a little worse, but again, not terrible. Yeah, I don't like this game. The line is too big there for, unless you're going to take Detroit, which I like Ryan, so I'm not going to. Toronto, San Diego. Yariel Rodriguez against Matt Waldron. Two guys with really good ERAs and shit whips, which really scares me all the time because you don't know what the hell these guys are. Waldron, 3.14 ERA, 1.47 whip. Rodriguez, 2.45 ERA, 1.64 whip. Okay, he's only thrown 3 innings this year. So, yep, go to San Diego. Mets, Dodgers. I hope this is last because I got to get my day going. Sean Manea versus Yamamoto. I think Manea is going to be good this year, but it's the Dodgers and it's the Mets aren't at home. Yamamoto was 4.50, but a really good whip, 1.06, so I think he's going to, his numbers should only get better. And lastly, the Arizona Diamondbacks versus San Francisco Giants. Blake Snell is starting. He's 0-2 with an ERA of 12 over 7 innings. 2 home runs, 1.86 whip. He's facing Jordan Montgomery, making his first start of the year. I don't like much about this game, but I think I would go with Montgomery in Arizona. And hope Snell continues to suck, which is very possible and likely. And that's it for today. Be back tomorrow or whenever. Have a good weekend.